Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Two major stories in the news today, trying to put a human face on the rise in deportations under the Obama administration. Perhaps you saw the story on A1 of the New York Times about a Mexican immigrant deported after 16 years in the country. And today, Vice News launches their new series, Immigrant America, with a 25-minute documentary about Ray Jesus, a Utah man sent back to Guatemala 22 years after first entering the U.S. The documentary is called The High Cost of Deporting Parents, and it tells the story of Ray's deportation, his new life in Guatemala, and his American wife and five U.S.-born children left behind in Utah. Roy Germano is the correspondent for Immigrant America. He's a filmmaker, immigration expert, and currently Woodward Chair in Public Policy at Sarah Lawrence College. Roy, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
And your piece is very timely because I presume you know about this recent polling data showing Latinos care more that President Obama stop the deportation machine than that they do so-called comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship. Are you aware of that public mood?
Well, yeah, it's the most immediate thing affecting people's lives. I mean, there are 4.5 million U.S. citizen children who live in a household with an undocumented parent. So on one hand, you have all these deportations happening that are immediately affecting families, and then you have all these families that are constantly living in fear of this sort of deportation. We can look at comprehensive immigration reform as, you know, a path to citizenship. On the other hand, there are a lot of people that are just looking for an immediate legal status so that they can feel secure in their day-to-day lives.
So, listeners, we have time for some phone calls in this segment. If anybody is personally affected by deportation, if you feel vulnerable to deportation, call us up. You can certainly call anonymously. If you have been affected by a loved one's deportation, call us up and tell your story, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Maybe it's something like the subject of Roy Germano's film, the subject being Ray Jesus, and here he is from the documentary talking about his deportation.
Run out of firewood, and that's what she's going to turn it into, tortilla right here. So that she needed to just got to cook the nixtamal. She'll take it to the mill and bring it back. And
all right, that's the wrong click. We'll get the right one up here. So, Roy, why don't you tell us about Ray Jesus and give us a little context.
Yeah, Ray was born and raised in Guatemala in a very rural, poor area. And at age 14, this was during the Guatemalan Civil War, but also his family's very impoverished. Ray just said, this isn't the kind of life that I want to live. And he very bravely, I think, picked up and left home at age 14 and spent a year walking through Mexico, sleeping on the streets, working odd jobs, selling hot dogs, getting robbed. The guy's had a very difficult life. After about a year in Mexico at age 15, he makes it to the U.S., joins an uncle in California, and there was a church group that sort of had sympathies for his situation. They helped him apply for asylum. Ray, his asylum application was ultimately denied, but there was some sort of mix-up with paperwork. Ray goes on living this sort of unknowingly living this illegal life in the United States for 22 years.
He didn't know he was undocumented?
He moved from California to Utah, lost contact with his lawyer. All he knew is that he sort of tried. You know, Ray was young. He was learning English at the time. When he found out he was undocumented, when his wife was pregnant with their third child, and they went to apply for citizenship for him. And his wife, who is an American citizen by birth, was very surprised to find out, A, that he was in the country illegally, and B, what it would take to get him a legal status at that point. A lot of people think it's just automatic. You marry an American citizen and voila. But
not if you were out of status to begin with.
Exactly. He had to go back to Guatemala and apply to come in legally. And there were just so many unknowns at that stage that their lawyer told them, maybe wait it out and see what happens with immigration reform, because there's a big chance that Ray won't come back. And at that point, she's pregnant with her third child. He's the sole breadwinner. But then 7 years later, he ended up being deported.
And there's a scene where you and his wife in Utah go through years and years of tax filings, licensing contracts, various certifications he'd received. At no point during that process, I guess, was his immigration status checked. So how did he finally get back on the radar of Immigration and Customs Enforcement?
Well, Ray has to drive a lot for his job. He owned a company called Ray's Quality Framing, which was basically a construction company. So he's always driving, and he felt a responsibility to renew his driver's license. He did have a driver's license originally because there was a period where he was in the country legally while his asylum application was going through the courts. He had a social security number, a legal work permit. This is why all this stuff isn't so cut and dry. It's not just legal and illegal. There are these sorts of in-between phases that are more complex and a little more confusing. But anyway, in 2011, Ray went to get his driver's license renewed, and there's a law in Utah that basically means that he was checked with immigration, and then 3 days later, immigration showed up at his house.
One of the things that you point out in the documentary is that the process of deportation is a lot more severe than you imagine. Ray was tackled in his driveway by ICE agents and immediately sent back to Guatemala. And you traveled to the rural village where he grew up. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Is this – and now let's go to the second clip here. So this is going to be Ray on returning to Guatemala following the story that I just mentioned. You traveled with him to the rural village where he grew up. And here's a clip of you talking with him and his mother. She speaks in Spanish with Ray translating.
Had some tortillas.
Ray hadn't seen his mom since he left in the late 80s. Then he gets deported in 2011 and suddenly shows up in the village. She couldn't believe her eyes.
Vino sin ropa, sin nada. Sin nada. Solo una playera y un pantalón.
They sent you back with nothing?
T-shirt. And holy pants, I still got them.
So when you get deported, you can't get your old stuff. You can't go get a bag or...
Getting arrested, I mean, you can't go back in your house or get...
You can't go get your...
Else.
If you have a watch
if
that you love... It's just there.
It's just there. You can't do it. You're in the government's hand.
So were you surprised?
I was very surprised.
How severe the deportation itself was?
Well, if you just imagine, you're going about your life. You're on your driveway getting ready for Ray and his wife Casey have a sort of side business, a catering business, and they're getting ready for this catering job. And Ray's out there in the driveway loading the truck. Casey's at the grocery store. Ray's watching the kids. And suddenly, out of nowhere, immigration shows up after living 22 years in the United States. And there's not this grace period where they let you go inside and get your favorite watch or pack a bag or, you know, bring some photos or something. It's just your life in the United States is done at that point.
And here is Ray himself talking about his deportation.
It's like if I was in a nightmare or a dream, like if I was sleeping, I couldn't believe where I am at. And it happened so fast that at one time I was in America with my family, with my kids. In between 23 days, I was over here.
Ray Jesus, subject of the documentary, The High Cost of Deporting Parents, from Vice News. That documentary, 25 minutes long, can be seen on our webpage. They've let us link to it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We have the filmmaker, Roy Germano, with us. When does it air? Is it tonight?
It's on the website now. Vice News is a web-based channel. It's a new sort of initiative that Vice is running, headed by Jason Mojica, who's worked on their HBO show, Veteran of Vice. So it's up there for everybody to see.
Raissa in the Bronx. You're on WNYC. Hello, Raissa.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm just calling to thank you both for discussing this very important issue, which is pertinent to me in my life. This fall will mark 23 years of my being here in the United States as an undocumented immigrant. And I'm someone, actually, who was brought here, quote-unquote, illegally as a child. I was 5 years old. And I qualify for deferred action, but I just had a baby last year and I got married. And so I just wanted to acknowledge the complexities of immigration, of the immigration system, that a lot of people don't understand.
When you say you qualified for deferred action, in other words, under the executive order or whatever you technically call it that President Obama issued in 2012, because you're in the dreamer generation of a certain age, young enough, and a child who was brought here with no say-so in it by your parents when you were little, you now are free from the threat of deportation, right?
I am not, because I have not. I'm one of those individuals that was kind of critical or not too sure of what deferred action entailed, and so I did not apply for deferred action. And so as of right now, I'm still technically undocumented, but I'm living my life as I've always lived it here in the United States, and I'm actually a new mother. I called in your show a few months ago. I'm a new mother and recently married. So, deferred action is only two-year, you're pretty much granted the opportunity to work for 2 years and granted you're prevented from being deported, if that makes any sense. There's a guarantee that you won't be deported for 2 years. And after 2 years, you would have to apply again. And so I know of many people who have applied for it and gotten it and received it, excuse me. But for me, I felt as though, as someone who has grown up here and contributed so much to society, that I wanted much more than that. And so, hopefully we'll see if I can apply through my husband, and, right. And I have an American citizen child now. So I'm hoping for more. I'm more American than, I guess, your average American, if one were to define what American is, over the place.
Let me ask you this, because I'm seeing on our caller board that we're getting more unsympathetic calls than we are people like you with stories to tell. What do you say to the sizable part of the audience who thinks, look, a country has the right to determine who comes in and who doesn't come in to its borders. And so, if you sneak in or if you overstay, then you're going to be subject to deportation if you get caught. Maybe the dreamers separately, people like you who were brought in as children, but other than you, why should people cry tears for people subject to deportation?
I understand people's frustrations, and actually I've come across many people, and I've had discussions with them, and after speaking with me, they've been able to change their minds, because, you can't put a blanket face on everyone who's here and undocumented. Not all of us are criminals, right? Not all of us are here to steal jobs from Americans. Not all of us are here to do harm. And there are tons of individuals here who work hard, who do jobs that a lot of people here in the States wouldn't do. We take care of elderly people. We're nannies. We're the ones washing dishes in the restaurants that you go to. And so I think that it's pretty much important to humanize the issue of immigration, and also to think about one's right to pursue a better life, right? And so long as it's not something that's infringing on your personal life. And so I understand the frustrations, but I think it's important to understand that because someone is here and working hard, it doesn't mean that they're criminals, right? There are a lot of criminals that get deported, and that's a whole other issue that I can't get into. But to deport a mother who's here working hard to supply for her kids, as a whole bunch of mothers here in the United States do, I think it's just one should have to think much more deeply about it and try to understand that immigration is a global issue, right? It's tied to globalization. It's tied to the global economy. It's tied to so much more. And so it's easy to stay here in the United States or to take the stance that, immigrants are bad without understanding how complex and intertwined it is to everything
else. Right, Issa, thank you so much for your call. Good luck to you and
thank you, Brian.
All generations in your family. And Roy, your documentary is called The High Cost of Deporting Parents. Hmm. So is it parents, because you're singling out the most sympathetic possible group?
It's not just about sympathy. It's a practical question. I mean, Ray, he entered without inspection in the late 80s. First of all, we can talk about the circumstances of that, but why don't we just fast forward to 2011 when he was deported and look at where he was in his life. He was the sole breadwinner of a family of seven. And since he has been deported, and this is where the high cost factor comes in, the American taxpayers had to support his family, because his family has lost everything since his deportation.
And I see you point out that it costs about $12,000 $500 to deport a person. So that's some of the cost of
to arrest, detain, and deport them. And then on top of that, Ray's family, when you tally up everything, the cost of sending Ray home, the lost tax revenue from Ray's business, and the government assistance that his family's lived on for the past 2.5 years, I estimate somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 has been the cost of deporting this man who is not hurting anyone.
Pedro in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Pedro.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Nice to hear you.
Thank you. Nice to hear you.
Listen, I think that we really, I'm Spanish, so I would like to say that we are focusing on the wrong side. I mean, the President Obama did what he could do with the Dreamer. He can't stop deportation. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is mandatory from the Congress, right? The Congress put the number of people who can deport every year, and he got to executive the order from the Congress. Is that right?
Pedro, thank you. And Roy, as we run out of time, you're a documentary filmmaker, but you're also a public policy professor, chair of public policy at Sarah Lawrence College. So is he right? I thought the rate of deportations did have to do with some choices that the executive branch, the president's branch, is making right now, but also that President Obama has said that he's focusing on deporting people who do have criminal records and that's supposed to make it okay.
Yeah, we're running out of time. I mean, we could talk about this all day, but really there are internal targets that are being set, and that's within the executive branch. But then also there's legislation that there's a 1996 legislation, the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996 that made it easier to deport people. There's been more collaboration with local law enforcement and federal immigration officials. There's so many different elements that determine the rate of deportations. But on this idea of criminal and non-criminal, a lot of the people who are being classified as criminal deportations are people that have a sort of bad traffic record or something. These aren't all just murderer, rapists, and terrorists. There is some messing around with the numbers going on to get more people in this criminal category.
Roy Germano is the correspondent for Immigrant America, filmmaker, immigration expert, and currently Woodward Chair in Public Policy at Sarah Lawrence College. Immigrant America is the documentary series that is now up on the Vice News website. And he made the 25-minute documentary about Ray Jesus, a Utah man sent back to Guatemala 22 years after first entering the U.S. The documentary is called The High Cost of Deporting Parents. We have a link on our page at wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Roy Germano, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.